This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
And that would be Paul Perillo, my esteemed editor, sitting next to me, and Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly. And I got to be honest with you, it's a slow day here in Foxborough, Paul.
It's been a slow week.
We ain't got no roster moves to talk about.
We don't have any moves, per se, but we do have some players that we can talk about because they were in the news this week.
Yes.
For various reasons. And let's start off with one that I think is maybe a little bit of the most surprising to me, and that's Kevin Faulk. A guy who was inactive for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Very emotional about that afterwards, mm-hmm. as we recall. But during an appearance at Children's Hospital down in Providence yesterday with some other Patriots, Kevin Faulk was present and said some interesting things, notably that he's preparing for his 14th NFL season.
He wants back.
And the ball is in the Patriots' court.
Yeah.
It's their decision if they want him back, but he's preparing as if he's going to come back, and I think that's a little surprising.
I agree. A little surprising. Although I will say he strikes me as one of those guys that you will have to tear that uniform away from him when and tell him he no longer can play. I think he loves the game. I think he loves everything about it. I think he loves the team aspect. I think he loves it here. I don't think he'll go anywhere else. He has said that in the past.
And he, I think, reiterated that yesterday.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll go anywhere else to finish up a career, but if indeed it turns out that the Patriots do not offer him any kind of contract, I think that'll be a difficult day for him because I think he really wants an opportunity to not sort of leave on that with that bitter
on
taste
the sour
of,
note.
Of last year. He didn't get an opportunity to do a whole lot on the field, and then he wasn't even active for the Super Bowl. I don't think he wants to go out that way.
But realistically, how good a note can he go out on? At this point.
Yeah, I mean, short of some major injuries to the running back core, I don't see how he gets an opportunity to go out on any better note than he did last year. Because if Woodhead and Vereen are reasonably healthy, I got to think they're going to get the majority of opportunities to contribute in the roles traditionally held by Kevin Faulk.
I'm with you there. And, you know, people said when he injured his knee at the Jets back in 2010.
Yep.
Oh, he doesn't want to go out that way. And I kind of thought, well, he might. He had already lost a little bit of a step just from age.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised he came back.
I was a little bit surprised that he came back last year, but then I figured, well, okay, they made it to the run to the Super Bowl, and, you know, whether they had won or lost that game, I figured, well, that's now probably it.
I'm with you on this one. This one is a little surprising to me, but I know guys have had careers like that where it seemed like it was over, and then they got a devastating injury, and they don't want that to be the last thing that happened. We saw it happen with Lawrence Taylor, toward the end of his Giants career. I think he either ripped an Achilles or an ACL, something major, and he came back and played one more year.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost as if to say, you know,
I can do that if I want to,
and he did it. And that's what Kevin did. Didn't want the ACL to be the last thing that he did on the NFL field. I'm a little surprised at this one, though.
Yeah. So it remains to be seen. And he said he doesn't plan on knocking on anyone else's door.
Right.
So it's up to the Patriots. If the Patriots say, we want you back, he'll play another season. If they don't, then that's it. And I would expect that there'll be some sort of grand farewell press conference or event of some kind if that were to happen.
He certainly deserves it.
Absolutely does. But it's still a little premature to be talking about that at this point. Not premature to be talking about Wes Welker because he was on NFL Network two nights in a row this week. First time was to talk about the Saints bounty scandal in a roundtable format he was invited to participate in. Second night was to talk specifically about the Patriots, about him, and about the season coming up. And obviously with him, the big story is his contract. He remains unsigned to both a long-term deal and even the franchise tender that was given to him back at the was it last month or February? No, I think it was last month.
I think it was March.
Yeah, March. He said in his comments on NFL Network last night that the franchise tag itself, $9.5 million roughly for the one season, it's a lot of money. How can you ever be upset about that? It's more than half of what my last contract was over 5 years. So 1 year, nine and a half, not a bad deal. I'm not too worried about it. But was still not committing to showing up when the off-season program officially begins on Monday.
Right.
Said, still looking and trying to decide on that. I'm in no rush and we'll figure that out. Me and my agent and the pay, he stopped short of saying Patriots. We're all on the same page with everything, just looking to move forward and looking forward to the 2012 season. So trying to read between those lines, to me, says that at some point he's going to sign something, whether it's the tender or a longer-term deal. Sounds to me like he is resigned to the fact that he's going to be playing this year.
Yeah, I think the story, I agree with you. I think the story, though, is when he comes back, because it seems to me that he is seriously contemplating
Digging in a little bit, skipping
the offseason.
Digging in his heels.
He doesn't have a lot of leverage. That's the only leverage that he has. Is, you know, I won't be around in the offseason program. I won't be around for minicamp. I won't be around for training camp. I'll be there at the regular season. That's the only thing he can do to still get his money. I don't know if he's going to take it that far. He certainly seems like he is conflicted based on his comments. But he's strongly considering, I think, at least skipping the offseason program. We'll see what happens further on. The offseason program is slated to begin next week here in Foxborough for these players. I don't think he'll be here just based on that comment.
And it's a much shorter offseason program than in years past, too. So he wouldn't be missing as much time as other players who've been in his position before have done, because in the past, middle of March was when the off-season program started. Now you're a full month later, so that might be playing a little bit of a factor in that too, because time is of the essence, and maybe he's trying to put, you know, exact a little bit more pressure on the team that way. I don't know. My gut tells me, Paul, that before training camp, something will get done.
Yeah, I don't think that he'll. Like I said, I don't think he'll miss the game. You know, regular season games, but
I think he could go through training camp.
I do think that. He is serious about wanting that long-term deal. And listen, if he hasn't moved now, I'm not sure what would change for him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if he hasn't signed what they're offering him at this point, I don't see what would change in the next couple of months. If it happens, I would think the Patriots are going to have to come up a little bit. And I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. I think the Patriots are probably valuing him properly.
One of the players who might have to step in and fill in some of the production, if Welker's not around, could be Anthony Gonzalez, the guy who, former first-round pick of the Colts, was a guest on PFW in Progress this week.
Yep.
We finally got our first chance to talk to him. What'd you think of Anthony?
Yeah, cerebral guy for sure. You know, talked a lot about you know, getting on the same page as Peyton Manning in the Indianapolis offense, and looking forward to getting the opportunity to do the same thing here with Tom Brady. Spoke in glowing terms about the Patriots organization and how he perceives it. And that was the big reason why he wanted to come here, really, kind of like Kevin Falk. It was like Patriots or bust. He was hoping and hoping and hoping the Patriots would have interest, because this is where he wanted to come. He's here. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll see if he can be healthy and productive. He hasn't really been on the field on a consistent basis for quite some time, but I think he's looking at it as a fresh start.
Based on the production he had as a rookie and when he was healthy with the Colts, I'm very curious to see if, like you said, if he can remain healthy, what he'd be able to do in this offense, because he seems like the type of guy who would be able to pick up the complexity of this offense, maybe a little bit faster than some other receivers have. I'm anxious to see what he can do, what he has left. He's only 27. He has had some injuries both to the upper and lower part of his body. So what he has left, I don't know, but I'm curious to see. One other note before we let you go. The draft obviously is coming up very soon. We're less than 2 weeks away from that. And some players are still making their official visits to various teams, Foxborough included. One of the ones that was very vocal about that was a guy you liked from the Combine, Melvin Ingram. In an interview, said was asked where he was going next, and he said he's going up to Boston to visit the Patriots.
Yeah, interesting. You know, he's a guy that most people feel is a top 10 pick. You know, most of the mock drafts I've seen have him somewhere around 7, 8 in that area. So it wouldn't figure to be a guy the Patriots will have a chance to get. But,
unless they make a move.
You know, they have the ammunition to move up, and Bill generally does a lot of research on all of the players short of just the ones he has absolutely no chance. You know, sure, he's not doing a ton of work on Andrew Luck.
Probably not.
You know, beyond
the
peripheral stuff. You know, in terms of preparing to go against him.
Yeah.
But in terms of drafting, you know, I think that he probably looks at everyone, and I'm happy he's looking at Ingram.
Yeah, and I'm happy that the draft is almost here because the breaks have seemed to have been applied to the free agent signing spree that we saw in the first few weeks here.
13 players.
Yeah, and not a lot of activity in the last few days. Hopefully by next Friday when we do another Roster Report podcast, there'll be more to talk about. But whatever there is, we'll be here to talk about it. Until next week, I'm Eric Scalavino for Paul Perillo. We'll see you then. A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.